Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings 2026 in Las Vegas, and I'm with Tressa Samdol, the Senior Director of Marketing and Product with Panaria Group. Tressa, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
You know, we talked in October when you came back. A little background on you. You started in the flooring business with Mullican Flooring, and you actually ended up at Florida Tile for a while, and then left for 5 years. And then last fall, you came back, right?
That's correct. It's been an absolutely wonderful experience. I was so honored to be asked to come back. It's been fantastic.
And I come up here yesterday and walked in. I could tell you were here because right as you walk up to the reception desk, there's this gorgeous wall. It's a linen, and it looks kind of like menswear, right?
That's correct. We have a new collection I'm super excited about. It's kind of my flagship of return. It's called Threadscape, and it is inspired by menswear that is more sustainable. So when we talk about sustainability, oftentimes we talk about what's green. In this case, we're talking about lasting. So this kind of style and this kind of plaid that you see is very lasting and timeless, and that's what we were trying to create.
So, yeah, I mean, this is baked dirt, and you make it look like cloth. How do you do that?
It's all in the technique that we use. It's the texture. It's the punch. We work really hard to make sure the colors are layered with the glaze so that they are perfect and beautiful.
Take us in the plant just a little bit now on how you make a linen product like this. Is this injected by jets, digitally produced, or is it more traditional? Tell us a little bit more.
This one is digitally printed, and then we spent a lot of time really working through the punch to make sure it passes DECOF. So it's great for commercial applications, but it's also really, really great for residential, and that's why we wanted to have something that was perfect for both. It has something very beautiful and almost solid looking in terms of one color, which is 7 colors that we have in that, and then 5 in the plaid, which is the wow factor.
So let's step back a little bit. Panaria Group is the parent, obviously an Italian company, and they bought Florida Tile many years ago. And so now this organization that you work with produces tile both in Italy and in Kentucky, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is correct. So the Panaria Group has been known for years and years and years of creating the most beautiful luxury tile in Italy. And they purchased our facility in Kentucky because they wanted something that they could ship and make in the U.S. And so everything that you see in Panaria USA and Florida Tile in terms of porcelain is made in the USA. Now, we do, of course, have some beautiful ceramic lines that we do import in, and we do offer a lot of our products from Italy. And how we kind of decide what we're doing is the style, right? So there's an American style and an Italian style, and both are very, very beautiful. But we think through our customers. So when it comes to the American market, they want things very quickly. So we make products that are right on trend very quickly out of our Florida Tile and our Panaria USA plant. With Italy, there's a little bit more art and timelessness that goes into it. They take the time to really make the products that are more lasting. Not that we don't offer that also in Florida Tile, because we have products that have been popular for 20 years. But what we do is understand the U.S. market versus the Italian market. They're very different.
We should point out, too, that the Italian-made tile usually commands a higher price than what's generally made in the United States, right?
Yes, that is correct. That has a lot to do with also importing it in. I have been so proud in my return to see how much investment Florida Tile has made in the technology. So we now have dry fix technology, polishing. We're really getting to the point where we are getting very comparable to the Italian offering. I'm really proud that Panaria Group has invested in us. We continue to see them invest in new rectification lines so that our products are just as good as the Italian.
So this linen product we were just talking about, you actually make it here, right?
We do. We make it in Lexington, Kentucky. It has been a wonderful experience working with the development team in Lexington. They've done a fantastic job, and it is something that we were so proud of. Just watching it come off the line, it felt so elevated, and that's who Florida Tile is becoming with the influence of the Italians and our connection to that brand. We're becoming elevated. And what I really love about Florida Tile and makes the brand special is it's slightly unexpected. So we have something in the solid colors that is very sellable to both commercial and residential, but then that plaid creates something unexpected.
All right, so give us a rundown just on how business is doing now. Obviously, people know that with the housing market the way it is, things are just a little bit softer. So what can you tell me about that?
The market has been a little bit softer, but we haven't seen any big drops that have worried us in any way. It just was a little bit slow to the start of the year, but we're starting to feel it pick up a little bit now. And we've had so many people in our booth, like lots of interest. It has been incredibly busy. I feel like we've really attracted people with this very unique collection of Threadscape, and we've had influencers in our booth. We have had just press like yourself. We have had so many customers that have just stopped by and said, oh my God, tell me about Florida Tile. So I think that we're going to continue to see growth. And I do think that even though we had a soft start to the year, it's going to be a good 2026.
Okay, that's good. Optimistic. So you have many brands, okay?
Yes.
And this is a distributor show. The distributors know that Panera Group and Florida Tile.
That is correct. Our distributors do know that. And we actually have the Panaria Group logo, and then right under it is Florida Tile. Our booth is broken into three sections. Leia, which is our high-end, beautiful slabs, commercial product, just the creme de la creme of tile. Then we have Florida Tile, which is elevating, U.S.-made. And then we have Panaria USA. And Panaria brand itself is an Italian brand. And what we've done is our offering those same great looks that you get from Panaria, but in a domestic manufactured, so we can ship faster, we can get to the customers quicker, and we can make sure that the demand is met.
So we're at Coverings in Las Vegas, which is a long way from Lexington. How's the show?
The show, like I mentioned, has been fantastic. We have had so many new customers come in. I've had so many people ask about how that they can start selling our products in their areas. And so my sales team has been very busy. I've been really impressed with how many people have come through.
One last question. You left Florida Tile and you came back. Are you excited to be back?
I am thrilled to be back. It has been the most wonderful experience. I have the same team that I had when I left, so it was fantastic to reconnect with them. We do have new leadership, and they have been more than welcoming. And I am so excited for what Florida Tile is and what it's becoming, and same with Panaria USA.
All right, great. Well, thanks for spending time with us and our listeners. Again, been talking to Tressa Samdahl, the Senior Director of Marketing and Product with Panaria Group and Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.